A festive mood prevailed Tuesday in the Dakar suburb of Pekin as the community celebrated health initiatives in the neighborhood. Vitamin A was distributed to children as part of a nutrition campaign organized by the Senegalese government, and the U.S. aid agency, AID, handed out bed nets treated with insecticide to women and children as part of a program to fight malaria. According to USAID, more than 1 million cases of malaria are reported in Senegal each year. More than 25% of children who die have succumbed to malaria. Yonde Sen lives in Pekin. On Tuesday, she was given a bed net for her 5-month-old baby. She says many people suffer from malaria in Pekin. She says malaria medication is usually expensive and that free aid programs help very much. President Bush's 5-year program called the President's Malaria Initiative is one such program. It has allocated more than $1 million to 15 African countries. U.S. Ambassador to Senegal and Guinea-Bissau, Janice Jacobs, spoke to the crowd in Pekin to launch a 3-day campaign to distribute bed nets.
Senegal is one of the countries most affected by malaria. It is the leading cause of death in Senegal, and so it was identified early on as one of the beneficiaries.
She says the aim of the initiative is to cut malaria deaths in Senegal by half before 2010.
We're working in all of the districts in Senegal, really spreading out. We have a lot of people working on education in addition to the 4 parts of our program, so that's really our hope.
Aliji Chiomban helps coordinate healthcare for the Senegalese government in Pekin. He agrees that malaria must be the focus of medical aid in Senegal.
Before AIDS and before cerebral problem, you have malaria in the first place, you know, because it kills both the mothers and the child and the children. You know, every year you can find many children killed by malaria here in Senegal.
He says malaria aid projects are crucial to saving lives in Senegal.
I hope that malaria will go out in Senegal, but we can't have it without products like this. Every day you can see mothers coming to the district bringing their children who are sick by malaria.
But he says aid programs need to visit Pekin more frequently if malaria is to be eradicated there. He worries that malaria will still be a big problem in 2010, when the project is to end.
It is a pity that we have not product like this every day or every month, but it is only for years that we can have this product. They can come every year, why not? It will be good thing for all us.
According to the United Nations Children's Fund, only 2% of children under age 5 sleep under bed nets in Senegal. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.